won't play dice games with barons and earls. Won't go through Harlem in ermines and pearls. Won't spill the tea with the rest of the girls. That's why the lady is a tramp. She loves the free, fresh wind in her hair. Life without care. She's broke, that's old. Hates California, it's cold and it's damp. That's why the lady is a tramp.
Since hearing the golden buzzer on America's Got Talent only a few years ago when he was 20 years old and receiving a standing ovation from the audience and the judges, he's moved on. He's opened for Jay Leno in Vegas. He's played Madison Square Garden. And he's entertained tens of thousands around the world. Sal Valentinetti is coming to St. Petersburg, appearing Thursday night at the Palladium.
I got started with this type of music, this genre of music, big band and standards with my grandmother when I was very young. That's where I started hearing it around her house. We would dance to this music. It was the sort of the happiest time of my life. So I fell in love with it. But I really didn't get into performing it until I was in my late teens. I was working as a pizza delivery boy. It was my first job. A job I kept up until America's Got Talent, because you never quit your day job. My uncle had, I wasn't making enough money. My uncle had suggested that I go sing in his friend's restaurant. It was $100 every Thursday night for 3 hours. And I thought I was Rockefeller because, number one, I was delivering pizzas in a Cadillac, which is the most counterproductive thing you could do. And number two, I finally had money to keep it clean. So it really was a great time in my life. And over this first year of being out and performing, my uncle saw that I really fell in love with it. He convinced me to go try out for a show called American Idol on Fox at the time, with Ryan Seacrest. And Harry Connick Jr. was one of the judges. Jennifer Lopez was one of the judges. And I got the golden ticket to Hollywood. And I call him up to tell him, Uncle Joe, I got the golden ticket to Hollywood. And he says, that's all well and good. What'd you say to J-Lo? I said, what do you mean? What did I say to J-Lo? I said, good morning. I was polite. Yeah, polite. But you didn't make a pass or nothing. I said, what do you mean? He says, she just got divorced from Mark Anthony. You gotta get while the getting's good. I was like, all right, well, you know, it's the first time I met her. So I go to Hollywood. And Harry Connick Jr. turns around to the crowd. We're filming the Hollywood Week at the Orpheum Theater in downtown Los Angeles. And he turns around to a crowd of, 15 to 28-year-olds, all bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, glasses with no glass in them, skinny jeans. I really didn't fit in. And he goes, Jennifer Lopez, she's shivering. She's cold. Does anybody have any suggestions? So I was like, okay. Here's where you turn it on. And all these people are suggesting to get a blanket to turn the heat up. And I stood up in the back of the Orpheum Theater. I said, Jennifer, I got a nice wool coat, but it's back in my hotel room. And I'm not from around here, so I'm going to need a ride. And the place absolutely erupted. And all I was trying to do was, make out. And the cameras ran over, and it was a whole big scene. And the next day, I got kicked off the show. I go home. And I call my Uncle Joe. I said, Uncle Joe, I got sent home. This is what happened. He goes, no, I heard what happened. We all heard what happened. That was great. He goes, this isn't the end. This is only the beginning. And about a month later, unfortunately, my Uncle Joe passed away very suddenly. And I lost one of my best friends in the entire world. And I lost any hope for this dream ever coming alive. Almost a year to the day, I get a call from producer of America's Got Talent. And she's asking me to come audition for the show and bring my whole family along. And so that's what I did. I went on America's Got Talent. Heidi Klum hit the famous golden buzzer. And the rest is history. Mm-hmm. The last 7 years of my life have been the greatest yet. I've had the opportunity now to tour all over the world, to perform in front of fans of all types of means and end up in all sorts of incredible situations that I wouldn't have had I not taken a chance so many years ago. Probably do, 150 dates a year. And again, all over, I'm all over the world. I do a lot of private, corporate, all that type of stuff. It's, you know, there's a whole world out there. You have dreams when you're a kid, but you never dream this big, you know?
We're speaking with Sal Valentinetti, who's appearing at the Palladium on Thursday night in St. Petersburg this week. He was known as the voice on America's Got Talent.
Well, you know, people come because they'd like to relive music of Frank and Dean and Tony. What are your some of your favorite songs that, you know, fit into this genre?
Oh, boy. I love the big band and swing. So I love anything. I love a Count Basie arrangement. I love a Nelson Riddle, a Jimmy McHugh tune. But if I had to say I had a favorite, my favorite's got to be Mack the Knife.
Oh, the shark bite has pretty teeth, dear. And he shows them, them pearly whites. Just a jackknife has old Mackie, babe. And he keeps it way out of sight.
One of my favorite songs to perform of all time. When I was on America's Got Talent, I begged to do it, begged to do it. Week after week, they said, next week, Sal, next week, Sal, next week, Sal. Finally, I make it to the finale. They go, okay, you could do it now. And I said, all right, I figured. But it is my favorite song to perform.
And in 1970, we weren't playing a lot of music from 1920. I can tell you that. However, now this music is timeless. You know, the songs you're talking about go back that far and further, but it's timeless music. Why is that?
It's lyrically simple. It's melodically catchy. It's the standard of music. There's a reason why they call it the American standard. It's because everything was born from this genre of music. Everything. The blues. From the blues came rock and roll. In some ways, when you've mixed jazz and the standards with gospel and the blues, you got R&B, and R&B became disco. Disco became rap, and that's still that's the most popular genre of music today. And yet, it all stems back to this music, and it's feel good music, Joe. It's it's music that makes you smile. It's music that makes you happy. The stories that these songs tell are fun and relevant and evergreen. And it helps when you enjoy what you're performing. I think I can humbly say that, if I do say so myself, Joe, that I love performing this music. I really genuinely have an incredible time. You know, it's bringing back a lot of memories for people who lived it, but for me, it's bringing back memories of my grandmother. It's, like I said, one of the happiest times of my life. And I think it comes across. And this type of music, it's, as Simon Cowell said to me on America's Got Talent, it's either in you or it isn't. You can't fake it. And I do believe that it's in me.
Well, I think I have it right that you've appeared a couple of times at the Italian Club down here.
I have. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I sure have.
Tell us about your favorite Italian foods.
Oh, my goodness. All of them. All of them. I'm not eating much anymore, though. These days, I'm eating a little less.
You've really had a big success here.
Yeah, I lost about 150 pounds this year. And it's been a tremendous change in my life. But I still get to enjoy all the great stuff that I love. And honestly, as a New Yorker, as a maybe too proud New Yorker, as all of you Floridians have experienced, a too proud New Yorker, I never knew that one of the oldest Sicilian populations in America is in Tampa, Florida, in Clearwater, St. Pete Beach. 150 years, Sicilian orange farmers have been bringing citrus into Florida. And that's how you got citrus in Florida. I bet the Floridians didn't even know that.
How do you dress for your concert?
I tell you what, Joe, I've been recently putting my tailor's children through college. I firmly believe it. You know what I did was I wasn't always very big. There was a point where I was less big. And so I kept the clothes. I held on to the clothes from when I was less big. And thank goodness I did it, Joe, because I was able to to move through the years of Sal. Luther Vandross very famously kept three closets in his bedroom. Three closets, Joe. He had a closet for Big Luther, a closet for Little Luther, and a closet for Luther right now. And so this year I went through all of the clothes until I got into the back of my parents' shed up in New York. And in the back of my parents' shed was a leather jacket. I needed a winter coat. And I had run out of all these clothes to go through. And in the back of the shed was this leather jacket. And I pick it up, and I'm looking at it. I'm examining it. It's a size large. And I put it on, and I reach into my pocket, and I pull out a receipt from the pizzeria across the middle school I went to. And it came to me that the last time I wore that jacket, I was 13 years old, and it finally fit me again. But since then, it's been ridiculous. Now it's too much. Now I'm skinny. I could shop wherever I want. I could do Macy's off the rack. It's a fabulous thing. It really is. I envy you skinny people. But I've never identified with my public more than now, Joe, because I take leftovers home wherever I go. I'm freezing cold all the time. And if I sit anywhere for more than 30 minutes without a cushion, my ass falls asleep.
Well, I guess folks coming out to the Palladium tomorrow night here in St. Pete will hear plenty of wonderful music, but conversation as well, it sounds like.
Absolutely. It's big band, it's big laughs, and it's big heart. Because no matter how small I get, no matter how skinny I get, Joe, I'm always a kid from New York. I'm always a Paisan. I'm always going to have heart.
To say the things he truly feels, and not the words of one who kneels. The record shows Sal took all the blows. I did it more.
Sal the Voice Valentinetti coming to the Palladium Thursday night, January the 18th at 7:30. Tickets at mypalladium.org.